bad, big boss man. Won't you hear me when I call? Well, you ain't so big. You just tallin' us all. Big boss man. Won't you hear me when I call? Yeah, big boss man. Won't you hear me when I call? Well, you ain't so big. You just tallin' us all.
This bulletin just into the KILT News terminal. Dateline Dallas, 3 shots were fired at the motorcade of President Kennedy's day in downtown Dallas. No casualties are reported. The incident occurred near the county sheriff's office on Main Street. This other bulletin just in from Dallas. A sniper seriously wounded President Kennedy in downtown Dallas today, perhaps fatally. Further information follows immediately. This is KILT in Houston, 16 minutes before 1 o'clock.
Swing your partner, everyone follow. I'm here to tell you how to stretch your dollar.
Savings are fabulous right now during Danberg's tremendous Christmas. This is KILT in Houston at 610 on your dial. Now to the KILT News Terminal and Dick Mock.
These stories on Dateline Dallas. President Kennedy and Governor John Connally of Texas have been cut down by assassin's bullets in downtown Dallas. They were riding in an open automobile when the shots were fired. The president, his limp body cradled in the arms of his wife, Jacqueline, has been rushed to Parkland Hospital. The governor was taken to the same hospital the president had spoken this morning in Fort Worth, then flew to Dallas. He was to deliver a speech during a motorcade through the city. Newsmen, some 5 car lengths behind the president, heard what sounded like 3 bursts of gunfire. Secret Service agents in the car following the president quickly pulled automatic rifles. The bubble of the president's car was down when the shots rang out. The president slumped over in the back seat, face down. Conley lay on the floor of the rear seat. Wounds in the governor's chest were clearly visible. Wounds indicated an automatic weapon was used. 3 loud bursts of gunfire were heard before the president and governor fell. In the turmoil, it was impossible to determine whether Secret Service agents and Dallas police returned the fire. It could not be immediately determined either whether Mrs. Kennedy or Mrs. Connally were wounded. Both women were in the car and were crushed down over the inert forms of their husbands as the big auto raced toward the hospital. Mrs. Kennedy could be seen on the floor of the rear seat with her head toward the president. This story just in, Dateline Dallas. President Kennedy and Governor John Connally of Texas have been cut down by assassin's bullets. They were shot as they toured downtown Dallas in an open car. The president, his limp body in the arms of his wife, was rushed to Parkland Hospital. The governor was also taken to the same one. Clint Hill, a Secret Service agent assigned to Mrs. Kennedy, said he's dead as the president was lifted from the rear of the White House touring car. Repeating that, Clint Hill, a Secret Service agent assigned to Mrs. Kennedy, said he's dead as the president was lifted from the rear of the White House touring car. Mr. Kennedy was rushed to an emergency room at the Parkland Hospital. Other White House officials were in doubt as the corridors of the hospital erupted in pandemonium. The incident occurred just east of the Triple Underpass facing a park in downtown Dallas. Newsmen in the motorcade heard what sounded like 3 bursts of gunfire. The president was slumped over the back seat of the car face down. Connally lay on the floor of the rear seat. It was impossible to tell at once whether Kennedy was hit. Bullet wounds were plainly visible in Connally's chest, however. It was difficult to tell at first whether the First Lady and Mrs. Connally were injured. Repeating one line of this, Clint Hill, a Secret Service agent assigned to Mrs. Kennedy, said he's dead as the president was lifted from the rear of the White House touring car. No official confirmation on that now. We'll have further the reports for you as time goes on. Dick Mock reporting KILT News.
You are my reasons to live. All I own I would give.
President Kennedy and Governor John Conley of Texas have been cut down by assassins' bullets. This bulletin ends just a few minutes ago. They were shot as they toured downtown Dallas in an open car. The president, his limp body in the arms of his wife, was rushed to Parkland Hospital. The governor also was taken to the same hospital. Clint Hill, a Secret Service agent assigned to Mrs. Kennedy, said he's dead as the president was lifted from the rear of the White House touring car. That not officially confirmed. This just in, an estimated 250,000 persons lined the streets at 12:50 p.m. Central Standard Time. Acting White House News Secretary Malcolm Kilduff was asked whether the president was dead. He said, "I have no word now." Vice President Johnson was in the car behind the president's. There was no immediate sign that he was hurt. Some of the Secret Service agents throughout thought the gunfire, rather, was from an automatic weapon fired to the right rear of the president's car, probably from a grassy knoll to which police rushed. Congressman Jim Wright of Fort Worth said both Kennedy and Conley were seriously wounded but were alive. A call has been sent out for some of the top surgical specialists in Dallas. A call also went out for a priest. We switch now to Big D for this report.
Merciful tragedy in Big D this afternoon at Elmond, Houston, in the downtown area, as the presidential motorcade was en route from Love Field to the Trademark for a presidential luncheon. A shot rang out. First report said three bullets pierced the atmosphere. One Secret Service man said that it appeared that the president did slump over into Mrs. Kennedy's lap. There have been several victims rushed to Parkland Hospital. We've not yet received confirmed reports of any possible tragedy. We are checking on it. We will be in touch momentarily. Again, possible tragedy on this November 22nd, 1963 in Big D. Gary DeLorean reporting from Dallas.
Repeating a portion of the latest bulletin at 12:50 p.m. Central Standard Time, Acting White House News Secretary Malcolm Kilduff was asked whether the president was dead. He said, "I have no word now." Vice President Johnson was in the car immediately behind the president's. There was no immediate sign that he was injured. Some of the Secret Service agents thought the gunfire was from an automatic weapon fired to the right rear of the president's car, probably from a grassy knoll to which police rushed. Congressman Jim Wright of Fort Worth said both Kennedy and Conley were seriously wounded but were alive. A call has been sent out from some of the top surgical specialists in Dallas. A call also went out for a priest. We'll have further information as soon as it's available. Dick Mark reporting, Kilt News. President Kennedy has been shot and is in critical condition in Dallas with continuing coverage. These reports as they arrive in the Kilt News terminal. The president and Texas Governor John Conley were cut down by assassins' bullets as they toured downtown Dallas in an open car. The president's body was limp, cradled in the arms of his wife. He was rushed to Parkland Hospital. The governor also was taken there. A call went out for top surgical specialists. A Roman Catholic priest also was sent for. Shortly after the shooting, Congressman Jim Wright of Fort Worth said both the president and Conley were seriously wounded but were alive. Blood was spattered over the White House car. Mr. Kennedy was slumped over the back seat. Conley lay on the floor of the rear seat. Mrs. Kennedy apparently was not hurt. Mrs. Conley also safe. Witnesses said there were three loud bursts of gunfire. Motorcycle police escorting the president quickly leaped from their bikes and raced up a grassy hill. At the height of the emergency room drama at Parkland Hospital, a weeping Negro woman bearing a small, bloody child rushed into the hospital where a nurse and intern quickly went to her side. Although Dallas is regarded as a center of strong political opposition to Mr. Kennedy, the heavy street crowds were overwhelmingly friendly, but there were a few anti-Kennedy placards. There was one report that the president was wounded in the head. Mrs. Kennedy was heard to scream that as she reached for her husband. Just minutes ago, a special carton of blood, apparently for transfusion purposes, was rushed into the emergency ward. Two Dallas police officers carried that carton. Bill Stinson, an assistant to Governor Conley, said he talked to the governor in the hospital operating room. He said the governor was shot just below the shoulder blade in the back. Stinson said he asked Conley how it happened. Conley said he doesn't know. I guess from the back they got the president, too. Rear Admiral George Burley, the White House physician, went to the emergency room where the president and Conley had been taken. Both wives waited outside the emergency room of the hospital. Anxious members of the White House staff assembled there. One suspect has been apprehended, according to Dallas police, a young man who denies anything to do with the shooting. An estimated 250,000 persons lined the streets there at 12:50 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Dick, excuse me. This is George Crowder. I hate to bust in, but we've just had a report that the president is dead.
Kilt News in constant touch with reporters in Dallas. Reports as they come to the Kilt News terminal. This is Richard Dobbin here in the KILT News terminal. We have unconfirmed reports from three reliable sources that President Kennedy is dead. Father Hebert of the Holy Trinity Church in Dallas administered the last sacrament of the church to the president. The sacrament was administered shortly before 2 o'clock Eastern time. That's 1 o'clock our time.
Another priest who declined to give his name said the chief executive was still alive at the time, but again, that was 30 minutes ago. As we said, three reliable sources have said that President Kennedy is dead. However, John Connally's condition, he is shot underneath the shoulder blade, he was shot in the back, and is alive and should recover.
Dick, let me break in with this one story. Malcolm Kilduff, the assistant press secretary, has just said he cannot say whether the president is alive and cannot say where he was hit. He said there are too many stories at this time.
And we repeat, we have received three reports unconfirmed from usually reliable sources that President Kennedy has already passed away. They took a pint of special blood into him and administered the blood. Governor John Connally is alive and should recover with a bullet wound. He was shot in the back below the left shoulder blade. As for the Vice President, Lyndon B. Johnson, he was shot in the arm and walked into the hospital himself. There is another report that a Secret Service man was also shot. How badly, it is not known. They're not paying too much attention to that at this time. One suspect has been apprehended. As we said previously, two persons were seen running from the top of the overpass. One had a rifle, and one has been apprehended but denies all knowledge.
This late word, Dick, Father Huber of the Holy Trinity Church in Dallas administered the last sacrament of the church to the president. He now reports that the president is dead. This is yet officially unconfirmed, but he reports the president is dead.
The Senate in Washington, D.C. has been called into a special emergency session. Should these reports become official, and of course the word would come from Washington, it will not come from Dallas. Everyone is head huddling. This is even the number one story, of course, in the Soviet Union and all over the world. Vice President Lyndon Johnson will become the president, naturally. He is not wounded badly, just shot in the arm. We are still waiting for word from Washington that officially says President Kennedy has passed away from being shot in the head by assassin's bullets. They shot three times in Dallas, hitting the president in the head, hitting the governor John Connally in the back just below the left shoulder blade, and hitting the vice president Lyndon Johnson in the arm. One man has been apprehended, and he denies. Vice President Lyndon B. Johnson will become the 36th president of the United States should President Kennedy, should these reports be confirmed from Washington that he is dead. They are confirmed through our usual reliable sources, three of them from Dallas, that he is dead. However, the official word from Washington is not expected to come for several hours, as they have much, much caucusing and head huddling to do before the official word comes. We are playing music intermittently here on KILT, and we have direct lines open to Dallas. Stay tuned, because we're breaking in as soon as any changes take place. And we'll have another report within minutes. We have just been informed that Secret Service men are closely guarding the Vice President, Lyndon Johnson. Now, here comes a flash. The dateline is Washington. All it says is flash. President dead. UPI. It has now been confirmed President Kennedy definitely is dead. The Secret Service men are guarding closely the Vice President Lyndon Johnson for fear more fanatics may try to get to him and kill him too. He's just wounded in the arm. Stay tuned to KILT. This is Richard Dobbin in the KILT News Terminal. Reaction is beginning to pour into the KILT Kilt News Terminal from all over the world. Every nation in the world sending their condolences upon the death of President Kennedy, shot down by a fanatical assassin in Dallas, Texas, shortly after 12 o'clock. Trying to recap exactly what happened and put it in chronological order, it went something like this. President Kennedy arrived in Dallas in the late morning. He was on a motorcade as 315,000 persons lined the streets. He was going through Dallas down the superhighway. As the people lined the streets, they came to a three-way intersection which had one of those catwalk overhead passes for pedestrians to go over. That is where the assassins were. Two of them, a man and a woman. Reportedly, the man carried a rifle. As the motorcade came by, first Governor John Connally evidently passed it since he was shot in the back. This makes one believe that two persons had to fire the bullets, one firing at Governor John Connally with his back to the assassin, while the other one shot President Kennedy in the head. John Connally was shot below the left shoulder blade, shot in the back. The bullet still lodged inside him. He is in the hospital but expected to recover. President Kennedy was shot in the head. He slumped over immediately. At the very same time, bullets crashed into the arm of the Vice President, Lyndon B. Johnson. At the same time, also a Secret Service man was shot and killed. The motorcade immediately stepped up speed. Three policemen on motorcycles stopped their motorcycles and ran up the grassy embank, running after the two suspects, a man and a woman who were seen leaving, still carrying a rifle. A 24-year-old man has been taken into custody. As soon as the motorcade reached Parkland Hospital, some 5 minutes later, the president was left in the emergency room while Governor John Connally was taken immediately to the operating table. Then it was feared by observers that the reason the president was not being moved was because he was too critical or because he was dead. He remained in the emergency room.
room, they did bring blood to him, perhaps too critical, teetering between life and death. They didn't dare move him. He died just shortly after 1 o'clock. The news came, first of all, from three reliable sources, then officially from Washington, D.C. The Senate is in a special session. They are now trying to figure out, taken by what's happened, what to do next, and trying to put the pieces of the next, in the rest of the year, and the rest of the entire term together. I believe we have a report here, Bob.
As was repeated many times, a great nation is shocked. President Kennedy is dead. He was killed by an assassin in Dallas this afternoon. John Fitzgerald Kennedy was 45 in his first term of office. He was shot as he rode in a motorcade through downtown Dallas. Governor John Conley of Texas was wounded by the assassin. The president and his wife had flown to Texas yesterday for a two-day swing through five cities. They flew to Dallas this morning from Fort Worth. Some 25,000 persons lined the street as the president rode by in a White House touring car. Mrs. Kennedy held her husband's limp body in her arms when he toppled over in the back seat of the open car. He was rushed to the emergency room at Parkland Hospital. Priests and doctors went to his side. He was given the last rites of his church and a short time later died. Police found a foreign-make rifle. Sheriff's officers are questioning a young man picked up at the scene. Governor Connally, as we said, beside the president in the car, was hit by the assassin's bullet. He was wounded in the back. Johnson was in the Parkland Hospital where Kennedy died. The vice president was in the same motorcade as it sped through crowds in the downtown streets, but he was some distance back and was not harmed. Eh?
Now I have a correction. Since the governor of Texas, John Conley, was in the same car with the president, and Conley was definitely shot in the back, then it would be reasonable to assume that the president was shot in the back of the head instead of in the forehead, and they saw blood on the front of his face, which meant the bullet probably went all the way through his skull. He was 46 years of age now. We have a correction from the wire services. The sheriff's officers who have the young man and the rifle in custody, they are questioning him behind closed doors. We're anxious to see who comes out. Three of America's last four presidents have faced the bullets of an assassin. Of the nation's 34 presidents, three have been slain in office.
This story just in, sheriff's officers took a young man into custody at the scene of the shooting and questioned him behind closed doors. A Dallas reporter said he saw a rifle being withdrawn from a window on the fifth or sixth floor of an office building shortly after the gunfire. Kennedy was shot at 12:25 p.m. Houston time. He died at approximately 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to be 1 o'clock Houston time. It's worthy to note that this was Mrs. Kennedy's first trip to Texas and probably her last.
The president had landed only a short time before at Love Field. He was driving to the Trade Mart to deliver a luncheon speech where they were to have lunch. The streets were lined by crowds, the biggest turnout in the Texas tour. The motorcade was so strung out as the result of a speedy movement of the cavalcade that members of the Kennedy staff were 15 minutes to a half an hour behind reaching Parkland Hospital. Blood was spattered over the limousine, which had been flown specially to carry the president. The driver was a Secret Service man, Bill Greet. Both the body and the glass bubble of the car are bulletproof against most gunfire, but the top was down so that the president could wave to the friendly crowd.
We have this late bulletin in from Dallas, Dick. President Kennedy was shot in the right temple. According to Dr. George Berkeley, White House medical officer, it was a simple matter of a bullet right through the head. President Kennedy was shot in the right temple. He is dead.
Dick. Which leads one to believe that he was shot from a building. It must have been a two-way attempt then. Some people from the overpass and also others, because a Dallas reporter saw a rifle being withdrawn from a window of the fifth or sixth floor of an office building just shortly after the gunfire. And also, two would-be suspected assassins were seen on the overpass, which does lead you to believe that it was a two-way thing trying to get him in the middle.
Reports just in, Dick, say that Vice President Lyndon Johnson, who is now president, has left the hospital. He is under very heavy Secret Service guard.
Dick, Dallas Sheriff County officials have now announced a complete dragnet going on in the Oak Cliff section of Dallas. That's the south part of Dallas. It's evident by this announcement that the assassin or assassins have not been taken into custody as the police continue a all-out dragnet of the Oak Cliff section of Dallas.
And, George, as we mentioned also, one 24-year-old man has been taken into custody. He is behind locked doors in the sheriff's office right now undergoing questioning. He was found with a foreign-make rifle. He is the prime suspect. This is the first assassination since 1901 when President McKinley was shot down by fanatical assassin's bullets.
Dick, there was a witness, one of the many witnesses to the shooting. Charles Brehm of Dallas was standing in the big crowd at curbside about 15 feet away as the president's car approached. He told the correspondents that he was waving and the first shot hit him and that awful look crossed his face.
November 22nd, 1963, the blackest day in the history of these United States. President John Fitzgerald Kennedy is dead. A statement that I find almost impossible to comprehend. The man who led our nation, cut down by a sniper's bullet. It's difficult to believe this thing could happen, but it did happen, and it happened in Dallas. A shamed and outraged nation wants to know who and why. As we think back on this terrible tragedy, the mind seems to believe that the president is dead, but we saw him alive here in Houston just yesterday. President and Mrs. Kennedy stepped off Air Force One at Houston. They waved and smiled, obviously pleased at their reception in our city. I was there, along with the many thousands of persons who lined the motorcade route from the airport to the downtown area. The president and the first lady greeted the city officials and then turned and stopped in front of the press truck, a very cordial man with a story to tell the world. There was a dinner held Thursday night to honor Representative Albert Thomas. The president spoke at that dinner. Kilt News was there. The president was very happy at the cheering crowd. I heard what he had to say, and the future was bright. I listened to some remarks of the women in the crowd. Of course, there were the usual, "Isn't he just precious? I'm so thrilled." I wonder how they feel right now. My date and I walked outside to watch the presidential party leave for the airport. We were just a few feet away from Mr. Kennedy as he sat there waiting for the motorcade to get underway. He looked up and nodded his head and gave a slight wave to my date. She, of course, was thrilled and very excited by that. I'm sure she'll remember it for a lifetime. I know that after many years in this business, even I had a very warm feeling inside to have been able to see this man. I recall remarking that I wanted to see him this trip because I might not get another chance. How terribly true that was. The young lady with me was to cast her first presidential ballot in 1964. She told me that she would surely vote for Mr. Kennedy. Now it can't happen. The man is dead. I sit here and I think about the events of these past 2 days while the first family was in our state. The first visit for Mrs. Kennedy to Texas, and very probably the last. The first lady, it's said by Governor Connally's wife, was telling the president just minutes before the fatal shot was fired, "You can't say Dallas hasn't been friendly to you." An obvious reflection on the recent Stevenson visit to Dallas, where he was spat upon and hit with a sign. Yes, friendly Dallas. A black mark in the history of the world. I saw the man here. You saw him here. He was alive and vibrant and pleased at his friends who greeted him. Now he's dead. The life taken from him by some madman who will be added to that list of names that includes John Wilkes Booth. My God, what must run through the mind of a man who would kill a president? Well, it's over now, and we must look ahead to the leadership of President Lyndon B. Johnson. I don't know about you, but my mind still cannot fathom such a tragic event in our lifetime. A civilized nation is shamed. A great leader is dead, and the world mourns his passing. John Fitzgerald Kennedy, 45 years of age. God grant him peace. Hail to the chief.